Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast. Today is a very exciting episode and one that you've all been waiting for. Our Christmas stock designs are now officially available. They are live on EasyView for all of you to edit and use. And yeah, today we're just going to sit down, talk a bit more about them, why you should be using them for your business. And yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff to come.
Yeah, we've got some new options and some new possibilities this year. We took all of the feedback on from last year about where people would like some help and some assistance with. So we've got some new options. So we're going to go through the options, but also the why of those options, you know, how you can use them to actually make some money and how that can benefit you from using these options. So
yeah,
I think it's our best Christmas options yet.
I agree. Yeah, we've definitely delved much more into, I don't want to say fulfillment side of things, but like looked into what we think our customers need and want. So yeah, we're going to delve into a lot of new markets and industries today. Where do you want to begin?
I mean, I guess it's the why on Christmas and Christmas decorating in general.
Yeah.
There's not obviously a big opportunity there for people. And it comes around the same time every year. Mm-hmm. So it's consistent.
Yeah.
It's accessible because it's, as we're going to go through some of the options throughout the podcast, is that there's lots of different industries that you might not think were an option for decorating, but most people are interested in Christmas or have a Christmas item in their wardrobe.
Yeah.
But there's always options for more, and there's always options for more options in workwear and corporate wear than you might imagine.
Yeah, definitely. Especially those businesses that are customer facing. I think they sort of bring a bit more of an atmosphere when you walk into one of those businesses, and we'll get into the specifics in a minute. But I think they're things that people, like you said, might not necessarily think people want. And then, you know, they're like, oh yeah, this actually makes more sense now. I'm looking into it. And there's much more of a financially fluid market than you'd imagine.
Yeah. And I think Christmas is a time where, you know, from here on out, really, people get a little bit stressed about it.
Yeah, definitely.
So anything you can do to alleviate that from them and make their life easy, they're gonna bite your hand off and be like, okay, yeah, that, as long as I don't have to do anything, I'm interested.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like because it's October now, we're recording this in October, it might go out early November, but I feel like people are more open to actually talking about it now. When we first started talking about Christmas earlier in the year, everyone does the whole, no, don't mention it yet, but if you're a garment decorator, you have to be that early and you have to be prepared. From our point of view, we have to be even earlier because we obviously sell to the business owner who then sells to the consumer. So we're like two steps behind when the end user actually gets that product. So yeah, especially for businesses and stuff as well. So,
and I know you've got some interesting stats about the size of the Christmas market.
Yeah. So I did a bit of researching before this. We use the like Christmas jumper stat every year. So 12 million Christmas jumpers were sold in the UK in 2023. And that number's only predicted to grow. Now, obviously, when we talk about Christmas jumpers, we could be talking about, you know, personal Christmas jumpers, things that yourself or myself might purchase in like a retail store, things like that. But you've also got the business element of it, which I feel is where our customers need to be looking to make the most profit this year. So yeah, not only includes personal items, but businesses. The average cost of a work uniform in the UK is around £1,000 per employee. Now, this can obviously differ depending on the type of apparel people need. Obviously, people that work in construction will probably have more money spent on them per year than somebody that, for example, like us, works in an office because they need more. They need the coats, the jackets. They probably get replaced more often. But from a scale point of view, there is definitely room in the market for people to delve into this Christmas side of things. And I don't want people listening to this to think, oh, you know, I would, but someone else has already got that contract, or oh, I don't want to step on someone else's toes. We talk about this all the time. There's enough room in this market for everyone to take a share and be profitable and be successful. Why wouldn't brands spend an extra £15 to £20 on something for the festive season, especially if it's going to benefit their business?
Yeah, I think then the important thing is that the advice we're going to give today is how you can win in the festive season, you know, a lot from your existing customer bases. So that way you can take this to the ones you already have, get some easy wins, and then perhaps approach maybe some industries that you are not as strong in, but ones you're definitely capable of and have transferable skills with. That's the important thing.
And if your customers are already existing customers, they're already purchasing from you, then they'll know how good quality your garments are, your prints, your transfers. They'll know how long they last. And obviously for the festive season, you only wear things for a certain period of the year. It's not an all year round product. Yeah. So they can be reworn, they can be reused. I suppose it's a bit more of an investment if you get a decent mm-hmm. one than it would be to like replace them every year. So yeah. I suppose that's something you could pitch to customers when it comes to, you know, yes, you might not necessarily have purchased Christmas before, but you buy this year and you might not have to buy for another 2 to 3 years, maybe, depending on how much staff wear them, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing, is that these are not, we're not encouraging people to necessarily make disposable products here. Yeah. We're talking about ones that could be used for industries where they could use it time and time again if they wanted to, mm-hmm. or industries where they're going to get a lot of use like every other day for like a good 2 month period.
Yeah.
So, because these products are built with, you know, if they're built with heat transfers, they're good quality heat transfers, they will last and could be reusable for years to come.
Yeah. I feel like we should be wearing Christmas apparel. We're quite boring today in comparison to what we're talking about, but we'll put some fun overlays on the screen, make it look more festive for everyone watching on YouTube. Do you want to talk about the actual industries that we're going to cover next and go a bit into the designs that we're offering?
I think we should go into the businesses. I think it's good to get straight into the good stuff and some ideas of where we can see lots of wins for everyone.
So the one I want to start with is hospitality. And the reason being is because every time we discuss these stock designs, in my head, I'm thinking, why would these businesses want to purchase these products? And when I think about hospitality and going out during the festive season, going to a restaurant, going to a pub, going to a cafe, they always decorate it. They put festive items on the menu. If you walk in, you get that festive vibe from that place. So why wouldn't they dress their staff in something that makes everyone feel that bit more festive as well, like the vibe that you walk into? That's the first thing that jumps into my head when we talk about sort of fulfillment customers. So we have, of course, covered the pubs, the restaurants and the cafes for this year.
Yeah. So just to kind of paint a picture for everyone is that this is obviously industry that is thriving around this period. So you've got festive parties, you've got, you know, people just going out for lunch with family, but this is a kind of a block season for a good couple of months where you're going to get those visits in. And, you know, like I say, once the place is decorated, the people need to be decorated as well.
Exactly.
And, you know, buy into that spirit. So that's why we, you know, it's something that everyone has, either independence or chains near them. There's always hospitality and there's always opportunity within that for absolutely everyone. You know, you might already be doing their just general corporate wear, t-shirts, polo shirts, aprons. So, you know, if you could offer them a nice festive option, you know, it's going to add just that little bit of sprinkle of Christmas magic, I guess, onto the staff.
I like that terminology. Yeah. We use that.
And just kind of add a little, take it up a little level.
Yeah.
But it's easy to decorate. It's easy to provide those opportunities for them. But like we said earlier, you know, it is a stressful time for those industries. And, you know, in terms of approaching them, if you just say, would you like Christmas designs? They're probably going to be like, yeah, but
I haven't got time to do this. Yeah.
So that's why we've created a few different options here. So we've got some extra kind of like almost like clip art pieces. So if you want a really simple, easy win, you could just go take the Father Christmas hat and just adjust it, change the angle and place it on the corner of the logo, above the logo, next to the logo, just for something very subtle and Christmassy. So when you're using Easy View, upload the company logo, then go into the stock designs, look under Christmas, and then you'll be able to find a few options just to, you know, just put a little bit of Christmas onto the design. So it's easy wins. You could just go to them and be like, what about this? And they might just be like, yeah, I'll take X amount of them.
Yeah, simple add-on. Yeah. And it's worth mentioning as well that we've done different types of hats and different sort of shapes and angles so that if the logos are slightly different, then you can choose the one that best fits so it doesn't look too stocky.
Yeah, so that's a really easy win for you. And, you know, the thing to remember as well is that most of these places are quite informal in terms of how they dress now. So t-shirts and aprons are the order of the day across most of hospitality now.
Yeah.
So that is one option for you. So if you just want a nice subtle Christmas design, you know, that you've got that option. We also have some options which we think could be quite fun for hospitality where there's some Christmas cracker options.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have done is we have put together a short list of hilarious Christmas jokes that everyone will obviously find brilliant. But the way that you can use these to your advantage as a decorator presenting to the customer is you can take there's about 10 different designs.
Yeah, it's around 10.
So the way you can use the design is it's got the question, the Christmas cracker joke, like bursting out of a cracker on the front of the chest. And then on the back of the t-shirt, it has the punny answer to go with it.
Yep.
So it's a bit of fun for the waiter or waitress to be wearing while they're serving the table, breaks the ice a little bit, lightens the mood for everyone that's ordering food.
Yeah.
So, and that could be in a restaurant, in a pub, in a cafe, anywhere where their kind of service is part of it. You know, it just, it kind of adds a little bit of fun to the occasion.
Yeah.
And there's lots of different options there. You could go in, you can change the colors to match your brand. You can easily place the brand logo underneath so that it all ties together as, you know, part of your opportunity. But it's just a very easy win. You know, everyone has a bit of fun with Christmas cracker jokes anyway. So these are available. You can order them any of the ultra color options. So you could just order like an ultra color max, get a few of these done, take them into restaurants, see what they think, or, you know, mock up your own cracker design to go with it and just present them to them. But I think this would be quite a nice idea because it's just an icebreaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And like you said, part of the atmosphere at Christmas is having that waiter or waitress who is friendly, who's chatty, that, you know, likes to have a bit of a laugh with you. There's nothing worse than going into a restaurant and having somebody that doesn't care, or, and at Christmas, that's not something that happens. I feel like everyone's happy, everyone's jolly. So yeah, good icebreaker. And they look quite effective as well. The actual designs are really nice.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's two options already you've got there.
Yep. And we have a third.
We have a third. So we have done some other designs for the hospitality industry. So they're just kind of simple, fun ideas again.
Mm-hmm.
We've got like Santa stop here for a pint, Santa stop here for a cup of coffee. And there's a pizza one as well, which looks quite, it's quite a nice Christmas tree like pizza design that I think works really well. So there's a few different options. So depending on the level of, or the perhaps the target audience for the hospitality, you've got some subtle ones all the way through to some sort of just real fun ones. So, you know, stop here for a pizza could be, it's probably in a slightly cheaper pizza place, but again, where they can have a little bit more fun, be even more informal. And then you can, you know, give them something for them to smile about. And it's easy wins, and the decorations are all available for free as well. So just want to try and make life easier for you, to make life easier for the customers. So we've got a whole section, from there down as well of some other Christmas designs where you want to kind of more specific to an industry design. So, you know, an easy way for, you know, hospitality is obviously a good one because there's volume there.
Yeah.
So even if you're just going to a pub, there could be 10 people who work behind the bar. They need, I don't know, 5 shirts at least.
Yeah.
That's 50 shirts already straight away. If you can go through all the local pubs, even some of the smaller chains locally, you know, anything that's kind of hospitality is good. You know, there could be 50 people working in a restaurant or more, things like that. There's some very good numbers there.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also got some options for those opportunities where the numbers might be a little bit smaller, but it's still very easy and scalable for you.
Okay.
So if we stay on hospitality, kind of, because one of the options we do have is for a cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got lots of themed designs where it's basically insert logo here, but it's got little icons and designs. So it looked like a very traditional Christmas jumper design, but they've all been adjusted and tweaked so that they can fit a different industry. So cafes are a good one to start with because they are, especially those sort of like 9-to-5 cafes, when they can be very informal. There's lots of independent coffee shops, so there's definitely no need to, you don't need to worry about, you can go straight to the source.
I feel like those kind of places might be an easier win for customers because they probably have less red tape to cut through when it comes to saying yes to those possibilities as well.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a very nice coffee shop cafe design that's got cakes on it, and it also just has a space available so you can insert logo here. So that way you can make it personal to whichever coffee shop or whoever you're pitching your Christmas designs to.
Yeah. I'll overlay a little something on the screen here so that everyone watching see what we're talking about, because it's kind of hard to explain, but they look really effective.
Yeah, and these will all be available on custom.styles.co.uk under Christmas in the stock design section.
Yep. So pubs, restaurants, cafes.
Yeah.
Where are we heading next?
So I think that's when we can get into the slightly, you know, probably more the sort of fives and tens.
Okay.
But again, industry,
from a cafe point of view.
Which we can kind of move on from hospitality, probably.
Okay.
I mean, there's so much you can do with hospitality. You just just search for every coffee shop, restaurant, bar near you, brewery, anything that's related, that has a service element to it, I think, yeah, where there's people sitting at a table being served beverage or food.
Basically, just go along your high street and you'll have plenty of opportunities.
Exactly, exactly. But we've also kind of added some other industries in there. There's perhaps, you know, more traditional workwear industries that we know that 90% of the people listening have these types of customers, and they're kind of bread and butter customers, but they're ones that you might not necessarily approach at Christmas normally. So we kind of tried to help with some designs to get you on the way and give you some good options. But they're all industries where service is still a big element to it, but people might not necessarily always think, oh, actually, I need to offer them something festive. But, you know, people who work in these industries like Christmas, they like, you know, like having fun with the customers. Mm-hmm. They like getting a reaction from people when they, you know, doing different jobs. So one, for instance, that we have is the builders and construction. So again, an industry where they're, you know, always, you know,
bit of banter,
always good fun. So there's a special builder and construction Christmas design. Again, it's a bit like the cafe one. It's got a traditional Christmas style, but we've swapped out the cakes and the cups of coffee for, you know, building related icons. So it's very specific to that industry and to the person that's going to be wearing it. And again, you can just insert logo here, insert job name here. But it's something, so it could be like Harman Construction in the gaps that we've left for you.
Yeah.
And again, it's something they can wear, you know, give them two or three t-shirts and they'll wear that all week, you know, every week for the next 8 weeks. But it means every time they go to a site, whether it's a bigger building company, even better, because you're going to get better numbers. But even ones where they're just like, you know, three or four of them working as part of a partnership. But if you can get lots of threes and fours that you already have, where you're already doing their work for them, and you could put this onto, you know, onto the front of a t-shirt, or maybe the back of a hoodie would be
quite
a good option.
Even.
Yeah, if you can have a bit of fun with these, play around with it. But this sort of thing, if you know, would you like, you know, you don't necessarily not gonna, you know, just go to them and say, like, do you want a bit of fun with this design? Do you want something festive? And show them the designs. I think you'll be really surprised at how much they enjoy them.
Yeah, I think it's something that they'll, like you say, they'll enjoy, but they wouldn't necessarily have thought of to do themselves. So No manager of a construction company or family-owned business, they might have like silly Christmas jumpers, but something custom to their business isn't necessarily something they think of. So like The way that we've pulled the different elements from that business, like a spanner, a hammer, like those kind of tools worked into the design, is something that they'll look at and go, oh, that's actually really clever. Like, I like that, rather than just their logo on their hoodies like they wear all year round.
So there's lots of options for how you could present that to them. It's a nice big design, nice big print. But, you know, it's something, again, it's something for them to have a bit of fun with. And probably even like the Christmas crackers are probably one that could work for that industry as well.
Yeah.
But because of the wash quality, it means they could wear them again the following year and years to come if they wanted to as well.
Yeah. I mean, I drive past so many, not even just like bigger, like new build constructions, but work vans driving here, there and everywhere on my commute in every day. And so many of them wear their custom branded, you know, you see them get out the van, you think, oh, yep, you're branded. I probably notice it more than most people do. But there's definitely opportunity out there, even within 10 minutes of where you live, I'd say.
Yeah. And that can kind of be extended to some sort of adjacent industries as well. So it's building construction is one, but we've also got painter decorators. So this is another one that's kind of similar style, but they are a service industry. Mm-hmm. They'll be coming into your house, they'll be painting your house, decorating your house, putting furniture, carpentry, whatever it could be. But, you know, they will come in with a branded logoed t-shirt or polo shirt or hoodie, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
But again, you know, from say, you know, most all of November and December, maybe some of October, a nice festive design, because they want to come in and brighten people's day and have a bit of fun as they're doing it.
You don't want things to be uncomfortable when someone like that comes into your house either, because if you don't know the person, it's an icebreaker, like you said, isn't it? And it just makes it that bit more comfortable having someone that you don't know in your house working on something, and you're like, oh, okay, this guy's a bit more sort of fun, relaxed, and it just makes everything a bit easier for everyone involved.
So that's why we did a specific painter decorator one, because, you know, that's, again, that's something that's everyone, you know, it's a good time of year to get that work done. So there'll be people coming in and you know, something different to present to them.
This, I have to say, I think is one of my favourite ones. And I didn't expect it to be, but the colours of like the paintbrush and the paint bucket and stuff, I think just makes it look very vibrant and fun. I think it's definitely one of my faves.
Does it lends itself to the Christmas jumper design quite well, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I really like that one.
So that's another one where you could do t-shirts, you could do hoodies, all sorts of that, because there's no kind of regulation over high vis that they have to be wearing with it as well. You can go big with the print on it. And that would also apply to, you know, other kind of service related jobs like that, like mechanics. Again, you go to a garage or any kind of repair center, especially the independent ones, and you can present and they could be there with a nice Christmas design with.
Yeah.
And again, it's got the mechanics designs into it.
I was going to say my local mechanic, like Garrett Car Garage, is a family owned business. It's quite big, like it's quite a big business now. It's grown quite well, but it is still the family that run it. And whenever you go in there, they're friendly faces, they chat to you, but they always have their branded wear on. And I can just picture that being the kind of company that they'd be like, yeah, we're up for that. We'll dress all of the mechanics in that and sort of have a laugh for a couple of months.
Yeah. And again, it's, you know, there's everyone has mechanics near them. You know, you just drive around nearby, you're going to find lots of mechanics because there's always cars being MOT'd, serviced, you know, tyres being replaced. It's something, you know, especially this time of year, people might be wanting, you know, to make sure their tyres are, the treads on there, because you don't want to be slipping on the ice. So it's definitely, it's not a industry that is going to suffer in this particular season. If anything, they could be busier. So it's, again, it's an opportunity to put, you know, a few different designs, a few different colours. You could do 3 to 5 t-shirts for them per person, and then if you get all those little mechanics and garages together, it all adds up to quite a nice extra bit of revenue in December or November, when, you know, it's post the sports season rush and you're looking for to kind of keep the momentum going. It's a great time of the year for that.
It's worth noting as well that, for, you said earlier about people having particular regulations around sort of high vis wear, and especially in construction they might be a bit more restricted to what they can print on for visibility if there are safety regulations in place. But with the sort of Santa hat that we've got and the little festive add-ons, it's quite easy to just take that company's logo for like a high vis, for example, where you can't print across the whole back of it, isolate the area, get their logo, pop the hat on, and you can still have sort of festive fun with all types of apparel, regardless of, you can make it work for any industry.
Exactly. And I think the final one we had for these, like,
this one makes me laugh so much.
Obviously, Christmas, people are starting to think about Christmas dinner.
Every
time you go for lunch into any kind of pub or restaurant now, it's got signs up for what are you doing for Christmas Day, what are you doing for Christmas parties. You know, and a big part of that is the food. So that's why we've done a butcher's one as well. So that, again, it's another industry that is very busy throughout the festive period. And again, another one where they might want a nice festive t-shirt. It'd be a good one to use the Santa hat on for aprons as well, with a logo.
That's a good idea.
You know, make sure you kind of keep it practical for, if it needs to be practical for an industry, keep it practical. But again, it's something that is always busy this time of year. They're going to be very busy around that Christmas period in particular. So even if you're just giving them, doing a couple of t-shirts, or you could, if you're doing just the logo with a hat, you could put that onto like a more traditional shirt if you want something a bit warmer, something a bit more traditional. Sometimes butchers are a little bit more traditional, but kind of, it's 50-50 really.
Yeah, and it's definitely something that they'd be up, again, family-owned business, that kind of thing. They'd be up for having, you know, a t-shirt with one of the icons is like a steak or like a chop or something. And them sort of, you know, customers coming in and going, oh, look at your jumper. And it just creates that sort of friendly atmosphere, doesn't
it? And again, it's another service industry. It's all kind of tying, we've tied this all to service, really. So if you're thinking about who could I approach, think about who your most lively customers are, the customers you have the best rapport with, because they're probably the ones you want to think about, like, oh, they'll have the most fun with this, they'll buy into this as a concept. But it's a kind of a win-win, because, you know, it's, you know, another revenue option for you with some new stock designs, which are very easy to use. We're talking like 20 seconds of design work on these. We tried to make it really quick and easy, so you're not spending all your time having to do these. We've done it for you. Just put the logo in, or add a Santa hat onto a logo, and then you can just go and present them to the customers that you know are going to get the best reaction from.
Yeah. And when it comes to pitching them. So one of the things I noted down to discuss is how to approach customers with these designs. And something that you mentioned earlier in the podcast was about just having an Ultracolor Max director film sheet mm-hmm. printed off with a few examples, print up some example jumpers, sweatshirts, hoodies, tees, whatever, take them into those businesses and show them. Don't just go in with like a photo, go in with an example.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're taking it to multiple butchers or multiple cafes, you won't be able to put all of their logos in the one example, but they'll get the idea. Yeah. And I think that's a great way to do it. Or even go in wearing one.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, go in wearing it.
And just be like, hey, this will be really fun. Like, what happens if you can put their logo in it and walk in and pretend like to be a member of staff? Or go in pitching from like a fun angle. Don't go into a fun conversation in a business way. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, still be professional, but like, it's Christmas. Have some fun with it.
Yeah, I'd say get your logos done in every time. If you're going in person, have that done. Why not, I'd say, because some people will be like, oh, I hate Christmas, but most of them you'll be able to get some sort of reaction out of it.
Yeah.
Even if you get a negative reaction, you can still be like, look, I know you hate Christmas, but your customers don't.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to help you. You know, even if it's just a case of the person working there, the waiter or waitress, you might get a slightly nicer tip because they've had an icebreaker, they build a rapport. You know, it could be a real nice positive sort of butterfly effect from it as well.
And also I think the relationship between the employer and the employee in terms of, let's use cafe for an example, or pub, the person that runs the pub to all the people that work behind the bar, how nice would it be for them at Christmas to show up to all the staff and go, right, we've all got these fun new t-shirts to wear, and it will create a nice atmosphere between all of the staff members as well as the customers.
Thing else to consider as well is that, you know, especially these like a cafe or a pub where you've got, you know, a service industry and you can be making a reaction with people, but the people that populate these places are potentially other customers. So it could be that, I don't know, someone from the garage goes into the cafe to get their sandwich at lunch. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I like that t-shirt. I wish I could have my logo on that. Who did it for you? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, Molly did it for me.
Yeah.
You should give her a call if you want it for your workwear, and so on and so on. You know, these are service people, service industries, you know, kind of gravitate to other service industries.
They all know each other, especially if it's local, they all connect. And you'll be known if you are a local printer. I mean, I feel like anyone with a heat press is a local printer, even if you do things further afield. But they'll all know who you are, and they'll all know, you know, who to contact. So it's a great sort of word of mouth way of getting into your business.
I think that's it. It can, you know, get into a few of them and it will help feed the others. In the same way that someone from a restaurant might go to the garage and be like, oh, that's a fun Christmas top.
Oh, I should do that for
the restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point.
It has a nice way of kind of, you know, circularly feeding itself, I guess.
What you're saying is you only really need to get one or two or three people to agree to this and wear them during the festive season to then drip feed into all the other businesses.
Yeah. And then if you're walking around town and other places with your design like this, you might find that it's like, do you know what? Actually, that's really quite fun.
Yeah.
That's a nice way of presenting ourselves at Christmas, you know, and it is a good two month period, really. Christmas tends to start pretty early once Halloween's out of the way.
Well, I mean, there's Christmas stuff on the shelves before Halloween's even been, isn't there? Yeah. Which people wouldn't wear Christmas apparel. Some people probably might.
Yeah, Christmas, people are doing Christmas shopping, thinking about Christmas.
You started your Christmas shopping yet?
I haven't, no.
No, good. No. Okay. It's way too early for that.
I'm too busy thinking about these wonderful stock designs for people.
You're like, my priorities are elsewhere this year.
My priorities for everyone listening, obviously.
Clip that for social.
Yeah. So there's lots of opportunity, and we tried to make it really nice and accessible. Like I say, the stock designs are free, so not going to cost you anything more to produce these designs. Just insert logo here. So we'd love to hear some feedback on them. If you think there's anything that's missing or any industries you like, I wish there was a design on that. We can get together with our studio team here and add a few other options in as well.
Yeah,
and there's lots of other great designs from over the last couple of years where we've again tried to make life easy for you, but we think that these designs will be a big winner. So just go to the custom website, look on the stock designs, have a bit of a play around with them, try putting some logos in of customers you think might enjoy these. and let us know how you get on. And we'll look forward to helping you out this festive season.
Yeah, it's going to be good. We want to see everybody's social posts using these designs, all the reactions. And as Andy said, they are now available on EasyView. So just head to custom.styles.co.uk. All of the information will be in the description below. If you are listening on Apple, Spotify, any of your audio platforms, then do make sure to head over to the website and have a look at these stock designs, because they are really cool. I think you're going to really like them. And yeah, that's it for today's episode. So thank you, Andy, for joining me.
Okay.
Thank you to everyone for listening. Don't forget to like and subscribe whichever platform you're watching on. And we'll be back with another episode very, very soon.